Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Music Box with Tanya Dallas Lewis, where there's love inside, bringing you the hottest gospel and Christian music, interviews that are all the way live, and the latest Christian and gospel news. So don't touch that dial.
Welcome to the Music Box. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Oh, man, I can't believe that Thanksgiving is truly here. Hopefully most of you have stuffed yourself silly and are sitting around enjoying family. Probably by now most of you have eaten, and so now it is snack time. It's sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie time, and chocolate chip cookies, and hot baked brownies, and chocolate fudge cakes, and all those wonderful treats that we get to enjoy during the Thanksgiving season. It's your girl, National Gospel Recording Artist, Stellar Award, Dove Award nominee, Tanya Dallas Lewis, here at the helm. I had a great Thanksgiving. How about you? Tonight, we're just going to have a chillaxing, you know, cool time. I know a lot of you are, you know, chillaxing with your family, and so I'm still here, and I see that some of you are here with me. And I'm just going to play some of your favorites, so a little bit of Christmas music and gospel combined. Hopefully Wanda Adams will make her grand appearance as well and give you some Thanksgiving traditions that will help give your music career the boost that you need for the new year. Now, some of us like to wait until the last minute to plan, but I'm told by certain music coaches and marketing promotions experts that you really should plan your calendar a year out as much as you can when it comes to independent artists and just planning for your future and guiding your music career. So hopefully we'll get to talk a little bit about that on tonight's show. Well, you know what we always ask you to do, holla out the window. I know some of y'all still are eating. Knock on your neighbor's door. Let them know that Tanya Dallas Lewis is on tonight right here on the Music Box. It's Thanksgiving, y'all. It's cold and chilly outside. We had some flurries yesterday, some snow flurries to prove that Thanksgiving really is here. So that makes today 27 days from Christmas. And if you have small children like I do, they are elated. Most of us, especially the stores, I believe, I think it's Walmart or Macy's, some of these stores, I don't know. 8 o'clock tonight, they are starting their Black Friday early. But I saw some reports that said that consumers, American consumers, really aren't getting with this early Black Friday thing. I didn't read the article, but I'm hoping that maybe it talks more about people wanting to just enjoy their families on Thanksgiving Day. We are such a busy society, especially with the addition of wonderful technology that can be used for good and bad, that maybe some of us, or a lot of us, prefer to just sit still on Thanksgiving Day and enjoy our loved ones, love the ones that are here, and remember and cherish the ones who are not. All right, well, we've got a great show lined up for you tonight. Again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with your girl. So, of course, now I got to pay some bills, so don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back here on the Music Box. If you'd like to call in and maybe perhaps share with us what your favorite piece of your Thanksgiving meal was today, feel free to call in 646-652-2106, or maybe you'd like to share your favorite Thanksgiving tradition. Well, you can do that, too. I'll be right here waiting on you.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Big C, the Encourager, the host and producer of Urban Gospel Sounds Radio Show. I just want to congratulate my girl, Tanya Dallas Lewis, on her newly inked distribution deal with Gospel Fella Entertainment in the Extreme in Grooves, Fontana. Man, I'm looking forward to hearing her sophomore project entitled Dear God, It's Me, coming in 2014, and you better get ready to.
Have you ever wondered what gospel events were happening in your area? The presence of the Lord is here. Visit gospelhappenings.com to stay updated and connected with the latest gospel and community events. Gospelhappenings.com was created to provide a resource for gospel lovers like yourself. To find out what is going on, we provide you the most up-to-date gospel events, entertainment, news, and resources. Do you have an upcoming event? Make sure you post your events on gospelhappenings.com today. And best of all, it's free. Come and experience faith-based social networking, fellowship online, and connect with other gospel lovers through gospelhappenings.com. Share photos, videos, sermons, discussions, and much more. Be sure to visit gospelhappenings.com today. Hey everybody, it's your girl Tanya Dallas Lewis right here on the Music Box, and make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya D. Lewis. That's the @ T as in Tom, A, N as in Nancy, Y A, D as in Dog, L, E as in Everything, W, I, S as in Sam. That's right, at Tanya D. Lewis on Twitter. Love y'all. Now back to more on the Music Box.
Have yourself a merry merry little Christmas.
We've officially started the Thanksgiving. Well, the Thanksgiving season is over. That's what I was going to say. The Thanksgiving season has officially ushered in the Christmas season. And so we're going to listen to a little bit of Tim Bowman's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. All right, you guys, I know you're snuggled tight on this very chilly Thanksgiving night. If you're like me, you've got a hot cup of hot cider with maybe an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie with some Christmas M&Ms in them. That's what I'm chowing down on. You guys go ahead and chow down on this wonderful song by Tim Bowman, the nephew of Vicki Winans. It's called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Some Christmas classics just for you tonight on Thanksgiving Eve.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once. Through the years we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest
everybody. It's your girl broadcasting live right here from our studios, our virtual studios in the DMV. Happy Thanksgiving, one and all. Of course, tonight we're talking about some of your favorite Thanksgiving traditions, or one I like most is what you ate tonight that was the favorite on your plate. I've got two special guests in the studio live right here, Dalen Lewis and Dylan Sampson Alexander Lewis. They're going to tell us some of the things that they ate on their plate that was their most favorite. Dalen?
My favorite thing was the bread because I like the buttery stuff on the inside.
Now, isn't that funny, y'all? I found this this bread, rolls, okay, Thanksgiving rolls, at Food Lion. They were the cheap, no-name brand kind, and this boy, that was one of the favorite things on his plate. I'm not hating. Here's my 7-year-old, Samson. Samson, tell us, what was your favorite thing on your plate tonight at Thanksgiving meal?
I mostly like the turkey because it tastes so good with all the seasoning on it.
Oh, and who made the turkey?
Daddy.
Daddy. That's right. My husband is the one who made the Thanksgiving turkey. And I have to say, he did a great job. It was muy delicioso. We all enjoyed it. I also tried a new recipe, courtesy of PoManMeals.com, for the macaroni and cheese. Now, I'm going to tell the truth. It was good, but we put it on the lower rack, you know, because we had all these different things cooking on the rack. So the bottom kind of got burnt a little bit. But I know some of y'all out there, you like macaroni and cheese where the edges are kind of, you know, burned. You know, so some of y'all like that. I didn't have any burned edges, but, you know, on the bottom in some places, it's, you know, a little well done. But the macaroni and cheese is okay, right, Dalen?
I guess.
Oh, let's try this again. The macaroni and cheese was okay, right, Dalen?
I guess.
Don't worry, y'all. He's 12, so he thinks he's grown. I'll beat him down a little bit later after we put it on. After we put it on mute. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. The number to call in, 646-652-2106. I would love to find out what you all ate tonight that was the favorite part on your plate. Or you can call in and tell us what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving. Or you can call in and share with us your favorite traditional, not traditional, your favorite Thanksgiving tradition. Did I say that right? Okay. So the number again, 646-652-2106. I know some of you have stuffed yourself silly. Some of you have the itis, and so you are chilling and laying down. Honestly, if I wasn't on the air right now, I would have been watching a movie. That's what I'm going to do after. I'm not going to tell you which one, but I'll be doing that after. Oh, last night I watched The Wiz. That is one of my favorite Thanksgiving traditions of all time. Every year, without fail, I watch The Wiz, featuring Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, Nipsey Russell, Lena Horne, and so many others. Just great history right there. All right, well, we're going to play a little bit of Track Layers this Christmas. This is an independent gospel artist, and I like this. You guys know that here on The Music Box, every week I dig into my music box and find some of the best in gospel music, especially by independent artists. You guys enjoy this one. We'll be right back. Keep it locked. Of course, you're listening to This Christmas by Track Layer, independent gospel artist right here. Well, he's not from here, you know, the DMV, but he's from the United States. what I'm trying to say. He's a wonderful producer and talent, and he's singing on there, too. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Want to make sure I shout out our sponsors for tonight's show. Of course, this episode is brought to you by the ITG Agency, Gift Graphics, and BatMinistriesRadio.com. Right now, it's also being brought to you, even though they're not paying me to say this, by M&M's. Yes, guys, I found some gingerbread-flavored M&M's at Walmart, and they are so good. The only thing I have to say is don't eat like 5, 6, 7 together at the same time, because then it'll just start tasting like regular M&M's. You have to put these M&M's one at a time in your mouth and just savor the gingerbread taste, okay? Take it from me, a candy-eating professional. I've got the cavities to prove it. Want to shout out my homegirls, of course, Arlethea, whom I affectionately call Lily, Siobhan, family, you guys are too sweet for tuning in tonight. On Thanksgiving evening, I know a lot of you have stuffed yourselves silly, and so thank you for accepting my invitation to come and chillax with me on this Thanksgiving evening night. Again, a cup of hot cider here and some oatmeal chocolate chip cookies with some baked M&Ms. Later, I'm going to have some brownies. I really am trying to watch my figure here. So, I have been very exercising self-control and making sure that I just don't eat everything. 646-652-2106 is the number to call. Of course, I'd love to hear about your favorite Thanksgiving tradition. Okay, you can call in and tell us that really quick. Or you can tell us what was your favorite what was the favorite part of your meal? That means out of all the 8 or 9 things you had on your Thanksgiving plate, which one did you like the most? Whether it was the collard greens, okay, or the macaroni and cheese, or the turkey, or the stuffing, or whatever it is you made and put on your plate. I want to know which part was your favorite. And then last but not least, you can call in and tell us what you're thankful for. 646-652-2106 is the number to call. Of course, I have great music, some of your favorite gospel music and Christmas music. Let's see if my co-host has stopped eating long enough to stop in and tell us hello. Logic, are you there?
Oh, Tanya, I am so stuffed, girl. Oh,
no.
Goodness. It felt like I ate like a building with all brick, a brick building. You can always tell
your stomach
look
like you got a food baby in it?
Yeah, it's just a little food baby. They asked me, was I actually pregnant instead of my wife? And if you know the food is good by the way the bathroom smell. If your bathroom if your bathroom smells really, really good, that means food wasn't good.
Okay.
So if your bathroom is heavy, you walk in and you're like, ooh, that food must have been good. Mm, Jesus.
That is too much.
Yeah, that's
too much.
That's how you tell, though. That's how you tell.
Oh, okay.
It is. You want to know what my favorite thing was on the plate? Let me tell you what my favorite thing was on the plate.
I'm listening.
Salt. Salt. The salt that was on my plate, because salt was on everything that I ate. So I thank God for everything that I ate. The salt made it wonderful. Salt and pepper, that was it. And I'm thankful for life so that I was able to eat, because if I couldn't breathe, it'd be hard for me to eat. So
Amen. Thank
God for
Amen.
Air. I'm excited. I'm excited because I'm
excited
I'm
too. I'm excited because the Christmas season has officially begun. And even though a lot of stores are opening up tonight, actually they're open already. I don't know
Friday.
If it's Macy's or whatever. A couple of them, a slew of them opened at 8 o'clock tonight to start Black Friday. But
Walmart didn't close. You know Walmart stay open. Walmart only closed New Year's Eve and Christmas.
Do they
Eve,
even close
Or Christmas Day. Yeah, they close
don't
Christmas
close on
Day
Christmas Day.
And New Year's Christmas Eve. It must be both of the Eves. They close on Christmas Eve, and they close on New Year's Eve, but they open at 12. So their closing is between the hours of 1 o'clock in the morning to 11 p.m. So for all my Walmart listeners, please make sure that you go on Black Friday and enjoy yourself at Walmart.
Walmart actually set a precedent about 2 years ago. They decided to be open on Christmas Day. And, of course, other stores are now starting to follow suit. So, I'm not sure I have anything really positive to say about good old Wally. He has a lot of influence. His stores, I mean, who would have thought, that they would be this, like, worldwide conglomerate of bossiness and setting precedents, but that's not a good precedent. I think we should go back to the old days where stores were closed on Sunday and on major holidays. If you, whatever you needed, you better get it on the day that the store was open. How about that?
Look on the bright side. He sells Bibles. Walmart has Bibles in there.
Oh,
and he is a conservative Christian, I've heard. So, you know, he's a very, you know, respected, moral guy. So, you know, you can look on the bright side. Of course, he's also not here anymore.
That's supposed to be the right side. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. So I'm not going to cut him some slack just because he happens to believe in Jesus. Amen.
Well, I was just trying to give you something happy to say about Walmart. I'm such a loyal supporter, and they sell M&M's.
Yes, you're a loyal supporter, although they've never sent us one check. Hallelujah.
Well, I got stock in them, so I'm going to need you to say happy things about them.
Not today. I'll say happy things when they pay me, all right? If you're just tuning in, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Broadcasting live right here from the DMV Virtual Studios, and we're having a wonderful Thanksgiving. Well, it's after Thanksgiving now with you guys. You guys could be doing anything else, but here you are tuning in, listening to our crazy tales. We appreciate you. And so in return, I'm going to play some of your favorite Christmas tunes, as well as some just wonderful independent artist gospel music. We're going to have a good time tonight. It's going to be over before you know it, and then you guys can go back to watching your movies or chilling with family or cleaning the kitchen. Logic, are you going to clean the kitchen?
I'm cleaning it right now in my mind.
Okay.
That's about all.
In your mind. Okay.
In my mind, yeah. In my mind.
I don't know
praise
what to
Lord.
Say with Yeah, praise
yep.
the Lord.
Praise
I'll
the Lord.
Talk to your wife later. Here's one by Monte Spallone. He is an independent artist, and this one's called I'm Blessed. A lot of you have a Thanksgiving tradition of going around the table or around the prayer circle, and everybody says what they're thankful for. Well, check out this song by Monte Spallone. You're going to enjoy it. Keep it locked right here to the Music Box with your girl, Tanya Dallas Lewis, and, of course, our friend, Logic the Teacher, also known as are you known as the Crazy Brother or is it the Walmart Brother?
It's your Walmart brother. You already know. You better have bought that pack of M&M's from Walmart.
I did. Were you listening? Gingerbread M&M's.
That's what I'm talking about. Gingerbread.
Courtesy Walmart. They're good, too. I'm going to pass you one.
Candy Professional. Candy Professional.
You can only have one. Well, I'll let you have five so you can get the true. Let me be quiet. Here we go. Cavity.
Wondering
how I made it this time.
How I made it
but
this time.
He's never left me alone.
He never left me alone. No, 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 no.
He will take care of
you. He will take care of
you. You said you would supply all I need according to your riches and glory. Everything may not look like it seems. Never leave me, Father.
No, no,
thank you.
No.
He will take care of you.
I don't know about you, but I'm blessed.
But when you see
me walk, your
walk,
it's a privilege.
And when you see
even though I don't say all the right things, thank you. Determine how I'm blessed by what's in my hand, but by whose hand I'm in. But thank you.
You've got to know that I'm blessed and say I'm blessed. matter what you do, no matter what you say, I'm blessed in the city and blessed in the field, blessed when I come and blessed when I go. I'm blessed.
If you believe that you're blessed, point at yourself and sing this with us. He kept you, he never left you.
I believe I'm blessed. Actually, it's more than believe. I know that I'm blessed. Blessed with amazing family and friends. Blessed with you sitting right there on this Thanksgiving evening, 2013. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody that's listening. I encourage you to be bold enough. I know some of y'all are nervous. Come on, press one and tell us what it is that you're thankful for, or your favorite Thanksgiving tradition, or think about that plate that you just scarfed down. Yeah, that one, all right? Some of you stuffed yourself silly. This is the only time you do it all year. I understand. Tell us what your favorite thing on your plate was. You know, my thoughts and prayers are with people who did not have enough to eat tonight, okay? Some of my days, Logic, I'm so grateful because my biggest worry or my biggest stress is what I'm going to eat for dinner that night, what I'm going to make for dinner, you know, prepare.
Right.
Since I'm the heart of the home,
right.
I take pride in doing that. And then I realized that there's some people out there right here in Fairfax County and Prince George's County, right in the DMV area, that know they're not going to eat anything tonight. And here I am, fussing and fretting over what I'm going to make. So sometimes we need to be thanking God for the things that stress us out, because if they didn't stress us out, we wouldn't have them. Can I get an amen?
Amen. You went deep. You went in there. You went in. There are a lot of homeless. There are a lot of people that are going without eating tonight, and so we do need to think about that in all seriousness, because it's not an abnormal epidemic here in America. Just because we feel like we are balling, there are plenty of millions of people.
Well, and here's the reality. A lot of people are, what do they call them, house broke. So they've got the big old house. But they are hurting, you know, they're hurting in their finances, in the groceries. There's a lot of things that they need they simply don't have because they're spending their money, you know, just trying to pay their mortgage month to month, and they're house poor or house broke.
Just trying to get some gas. I'll tell you what, if gas go up some more, we're going to be shopping at the thrift store from this point on. I'm going to have to say bye to Walmart.
Uh-oh, you?
I know, yes.
To Walmart?
If gas get high, oh, man, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if gas get high, I'm, yeah, mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, in Winchester, Virginia, the Costco that I'm a member of, the gas was $2.95 last week. And let me tell you, there was lines just backed up. Everybody.
See?
I mean, it's like,
see?
I should have took a picture. I meant to, actually.
See?
I meant to
take
a picture
of,
to show everybody that it's $2.95 in Winchester, Virginia for gas.
And
really, Logic, when's the last time you saw anything when it came to gas prices?
Well, I know exactly. See, this is how bad it is, because I know exactly when I seen something $2.90-something. Okay, so BJ's was $3.10, and then they had like a 20% off for the membership. So it came to like $2.90. Tell me when I said it was a worship moment. It was a whoo.
Right there. Oh, I know
right
that's
there at
right.
the gas station, right there. So, yeah,
Amen.
I remember that.
I bet. Well, you know, here's the one thing we know for sure, that God is still the greatest. He still sits on the throne, and it is our responsibility, okay? I know faith with Siobhan, my sister Siobhan was just talking about this. Faith without works is dead, so you got to work your
right.
faith and then watch your faith work for you. It's the same thing with prayer. Sometimes we just tell people, I'm going to pray for you. Jesus never just said, I'm going to pray for you. He addressed your situation. You notice that, right?
Right.
You couldn't come to Jesus
right.
and say, I'm hungry, and he said, okay, I'll pray for you.
Right.
Oh, he met the need, and he prayed for you. So I
exactly.
wanted to challenge everybody out there, including myself, starting with me, okay, that when people need something that we don't, and we can give it, okay, I'm talking about when we can give it, that we don't just say, oh, honey, I'm going to pray for you. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, no. Do that, too. And in addition, get your checkbook out. And maybe, you know, logic, sometimes it's more tangible than somebody writing a check. Sometimes it's just
yeah.
showing
yeah,
up with a bag full of groceries or a gift card
right.
to
check,
giant food stores
bounce.
Or Shoppers. You know what I'm saying?
Checks bounce. Checks bounce.
Or showing
yeah.
up to their door saying, I'm going to take care of your bad children. So you and
cash
your husband.
Don't bounce. Cash don't bounce. I'm going to need you to bring cash. The checks is gone. Cash.
No,
cash don't
your checks bounce. My checks don't bounce. If I write you a check, I have supported it, and I know that this is the money that's going to be due you. So no rubber checks over here. But
you can't put no cash on hold. You can't put cash
that
on hold.
That is true.
You put checks on
that
hold at
true.
The bank. See,
but
a lot
happy
check,
Thanksgiving
check.
To everybody. 646-652-2106 is the number to call. Of course, this is the award-winning The Music Box Gospel
Woo!
Radio with your host, Tiny Dallas Lewis, and co-host.
Logic the teacher, you know it. Walmart Brothers in the building.
There you go. Right now, we're going to hear a little bit from my old project. That's right, sophomore project, Dear God, It's Me. It's coming out spring 2014. But this one's called
Ow.
The Greatest. And you know what? He is the greatest. He still sits on the throne. All right, well, we're going to take a break. We're going to eat some of these gingerbread M&Ms, and I'm going to find some other. Laquita had the night off tonight. It's Thanksgiving,
right.
so
that's why you're eating ginger M&Ms. That's why you're eating ginger M&Ms because we ain't got no food in this virtual studio.
Oh, in the refrigerator, some sparkling apple cider, and
what?
She did leave some sweet potato pie. I don't know
what?
If she bought it from Popeyes or if she made it, but I'm gonna taste some of it and see.
Well, stop being stingy and hand me. Yeah, stop being stingy and hand me some of them ginger things.
Okay.
Taste them. All right, I appreciate it.
Well, now that I handed them to you, I can't get this thing to work. There we go. Eat your M&Ms and be quiet. Eat your gingerbread M&Ms and hush.
Lord, we lift up your name and give you the praise, 'cause you are an awesome God. All power, love, and grace, Lord, you are the greatest. Love, you're an awesome God. Lord, we lift up your name and give you the praise, 'cause you are an awesome God. All power, love, and grace, Lord, you are the greatest. Love, you're an awesome God. You are the Alpha, the Omega. There is none greater. You are Almighty God, our Maker, our soul creator. You are the author and the finisher of our lives. Lord, you're so worthy of our praise. We lift it up as we sing. You are the lifter up of our souls. Ancient of days. You are the Holy Spirit fire.
Jesus, we do not lie.
You pay the price. So many reasons.
reasons why we praise God's name. And, man, we're just looking for a few of you to call in 646-652-2106. Tell us what you're thankful for, or you can tell us what your favorite part of your Thanksgiving meal was. So think about all those things on your plate that you stuffed down your throat. Tell us which one was your absolute favorite, or share with us your favorite Thanksgiving tradition. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Area code 703-340. You are on the air. Welcome to the Music Box with your girl, Tanya Dallas Lewis. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, it's my niece. Hi, Chevelle.
Aww.
How are you?
Good.
She does a laugh. Good.
She did the Prince.
Well, Chevelle, I saw on Facebook that you did a beautiful post, and I'll just read the heading of it. It says, "I'm thankful for five things," and she lists five things that she's thankful for. I would love it if you would share with us at least one of those things that you listed, or here are your choices, Chevelle. You ready? You could either do that, or you can tell us what your favorite thing on your plate tonight was, or last but not least, you can tell us what your favorite Thanksgiving tradition is that you do every year. So which one are you going to do?
What I'm thankful for.
Okay. We're ready.
I'm thankful for my family, most of all.
Aww.
What about your family makes you – why are you thankful for your family? Why do you say you're thankful for them?
You're now about to get interviewed.
Because they're very loving and funny and – never give up on me no matter what.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, I'd also love to hear about what you guys have for Thanksgiving. Can you give me a quick rundown of the menu, and then I'll leave you alone, I promise. What did y'all have tonight? I know you had your grandparents over, and you guys had a great time. What did y'all eat?
We had a Cajun turkey from Popeye's, and it was really good.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. You had a Cajun. Whose idea was it to go to Popeye's? You can tell me. It's okay. You can say it on air. It's only international radio show. Who did it?
My dad.
Oh, first name, last name. No, don't do that.
No, whatever. We did that 1 year. I think we did that 1 year. We did that maybe about 3 or 4. No, Daylan was probably 4 or 5 years old. We actually got a fried Cajun turkey from Popeye's, and then we made all the sides and everything else.
So it was your idea? It was your idea to do that?
No, she just told you whose idea it was.
I'm talking about your.
You made all the sides.
You know what, Popeye's.
What did you,
okay,
what did you
gonna,
say?
We're going to pray on that.
We made all the sides. We just,
exactly.
Oh, so y'all made the sides. Okay, that's great. Oh, we'll talk after the show. I need to know first name, last name, or who decides to go to Popeye.
Whatever. Well, I just like to say, Chevelle, thank you for calling in. She's my beautiful, multi-talented niece. And earlier, for those of you just tuning in, her cousins, Daylan and Dylan Sampson, were actually on the air, and they shared what their favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal was. So you're in good company, Chevelle, okay?
Yeah.
All right, sweetie, thank you for calling in. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, if you're tuning in, and we know you are because I see you on the phone lines, thank you so much. It's Thanksgiving. I don't know about you all, but I'm ready for a nice hot cup of cocoa with some whipped cream and some chocolate sprinkles on the top. Muy delicioso, no? Right now I'm going to play a cut by Meek. Oh, I'm sorry.
Meek
it's
Mills?
By,
yeah.
No.
Tanya was going to do Meek Mills. We was going to do... House Party. She was
No way. I'm sorry. I misspoke. This is actually by Marty Grace. It's a remix of Meek Mill's Amen. Okay?
I've got
nothing but the best in gospel and Christmas music tonight from some of your favorite independent artists, including yours truly, Tanya Dallas Lewis. I love you guys. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in on tonight. And happy Thanksgiving. I can't keep saying that. Now it's Christmas time. But this is not a Christmas song, okay? Okay, Lonzo?
No. Amen.
This one's gonna
church.
Make...
Preach.
That's... There you go. So I'm gonna let it do what it do.
It's okay.
I just want to thank God for anointing me to do this. For real Christians who rep and speak up. Because Jesus is real, and I'm about to fall on these sinners.
I wish a whole lot of people would. Amen. I read my Bible every day and I know God said amen. I am the church. Preach. Watch what you say about the church. Preach. Jesus Christ loves his church. Preach. And he will hurt you for his church. Preach. Second after second, minute after minute. Yes, I rep the church and you know that I'll be in it. Holy Ghost in me, Jesus Christ is my savior. Watch what you say, cause only Jesus Christ can save you. Riding in the black Bugatti, yes, you might be Illuminati. They call me Minister Marty, boy, you better ask somebody. Get it? Boy, you better ask your friend. Blasphemy against the church, boy, you just committed sin. Last night I did a show and people gave their life to Christ. Jesus died just for you so you can give your life to Christ. 30 racks of what I gave an offering to the church. 30 racks and tithes, I paid that to the church. Yeah, I'm looking like 100 million. We saving souls in the billions. And when I die in heaven, I'll be chilling. And you should get saved if you're willing.
I'm waking up screaming God is good. Amen. No matter how bad it's in the hood. Amen. I wish a whole lot of people would. Amen. I read my Bible every day and I know God said amen. I am the church. Preach. Watch what you say about the church. Preach. Jesus Christ loves his church. Preach. And he will hurt you for his church.
God is so good that he blessed me with a car. Man, my God is so great that he made me a star. I promised him that I would rep him if he took me real far. He said, don't worry, I will, if you just be who you are. And I just know you'll be forgiven if you repent of that sin and turn from your wicked ways and come to the side that's winning. I ain't lying in my verses and notice there are no curses. I'm just giving you the truth, so please stop misleading you. Yes, Lord, so I praise and I pray till I overdose. And I step to you if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost. Worry about your life and where you're gonna spend eternity. You and me popping, but to God there's no identity. Your good ain't good enough and your hood ain't really tough. Spend your whole life putting on and God said it ain't good enough.
It's the Thanksgiving Day show right here on the Music Box with your girl, Tanya Dallas Lewis. Hey, y'all. Hey, everybody. We're just asking you guys to call in and tell us something that you're thankful for, whether it's the favorite part of your plate that you ate today. Some of you stuffed yourself silly. We want to hear all about it. Maybe you're going to tell us about your favorite Thanksgiving tradition or what you're thankful for. We're going to go to the phone lines. Area code 30. Let's see if I can get this to work. There we go. Area code 304, you're on the air. Thank you for calling the Music Box. Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, Tanya.
Hey.
Hey, Logic.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. Well, I want to tell you guys, I'm sorry for y'all to know, this is Siobhan and Lee. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
I already knew that. But
Twitter twin, my Twitter twin.
Yes, I know Logic is like, who is this talking? Why are they talking to me like they know me? But my favorite part of the Thanksgiving dinner, it was a turkey. And you want to know why it was a turkey?
Why? Tell us.
Because we never had it.
Oh, wait a minute.
My dad was like, we just got a little bit more time on the turkey. And he went to check it and realized the oven was never on.
That's awful.
OMG.
So everything else was done, the ham, the greens, the macaroni and cheese, the work. But they also went to Walmart and got some chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
In the building. See?
So the turkey will probably be done in about the next 10, 15 minutes. Wow.
That is an awesome story.
Siobhan, let me ask you. You guys didn't notice that you weren't smelling the turkey? I mean, the turkey smelled up my whole house. It, like, dominated every other smell. Well, y'all had a ham.
I was knocked out. I was
asleep. So you weren't doing
nothing. I had no clue. Because I did my cooking at my house and brought it over. And I just laid across the couch and went to sleep. Yeah. And then my dad, after he turned it on, he was like, oh, yeah, now I'm smelling the turkey.
Wow.
That has has to be the best Thanksgiving story ever. That's something you guys will never forget. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was hilarious.
Never forget.
Make that a family tradition.
I know, right?
No.
It's just not Christmas at all. Just not Christmas turkey.
You
always
have
to buy.
I hope it's still safe to eat.
I'm just thankful because, Tanya, you know, this time last year we didn't have a kitchen to have Thanksgiving in. So I am just very, very grateful for the family time and just the fact that God spared all of us with the kitchen fire last year. And it's, this Thanksgiving has just been awesome. I've been hanging out with our big sister,
Lily,
Pastor Alicia. Yes, we had an amazing time. So,
well, I'm glad you guys did.
Make sure Pastor prays for your dad's memory, because the turkey in the oven ministry. That ain't nothing but the devil.
He said oven ministry. Well, Siobhan, Lee, thank you so much for calling in tonight. We love you guys, and we're so glad that you guys had the opportunity to spend it with family and people that you love. I love y'all. I'll see y'all soon.
We love you, too. Love you, too.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Siobhan.
You too.
I know. That was an awesome story. That's one of those stories that you tell your grandkids. Oh, my goodness, the turkey they never had. Oh, that sounds like a song. The turkey I never had. I love it. If you're just tuning in, it's the Music Box. We want to thank you guys for calling in tonight and sharing with us some of the things that you love about Thanksgiving. Right now we're going to hear a classic. This one's by Vanessa Bell Armstrong. It's called Nobody But Jesus, and after that, we'll have shout-out time, and then Logic and I will return to hanging out and chillaxing with our families on this blessed Thanksgiving evening. You guys don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here to the award-winning The Music Box with Tanya Dallas Lewis and Logic the DJ. None other than the Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Honored to have the opportunity to share the stage with her. She is so down to earth, super anointed. And, of course, this song, Nobody But Jesus, brings back so many, many precious memories, including Thanksgiving memories, too. We used to listen to WYCB, I think that's what it's called, with Jerome Bell and Marcia Sumner right here in the DMV area. They would have, like, their eight-hour Thanksgiving marathon of nothing but the best in gospel music. And, of course, they played Nobody But Jesus by Vanessa Bell Armstrong. I want to shout out, of course, our sponsors for tonight, Bat Ministries Radio, the ITG Agency and Gifts Graphics. I also want to make sure that we acknowledge our friends, Bob Maravich, as well as Sarah Hearn. We love the both of you and all that you all are doing for kingdom building and gospel music. Love you, love you, love you, love you. And, of course, I want to make sure you guys all know that on Saturday, December the 7th, at 2 p.m. sharp at New Destiny Ministry Center, right in Kearneysville, West Virginia, the pastoral installation of Elder Arlethea Dupree Jones is going down. It's going to be wonderful. The chief officiant and homilist is Bishop James L. Dukes. She's got just a wonderful, wonderful event planned as we celebrate her saying yes to the Lord and being the pastor of New Destiny, of New Destiny. That's funny. I didn't mean to say that. Of our own church. We're so excited that she is doing what God has called her to do. Logic, are you ready for shout-out time?
I am ready for shout-out time.
Are you sure?
You know it. I am. Are you ready? Because I told you I'm doing something new for my shout-out time.
Oh, Lord. Well, let me go on and play the music. I'm going to see if Elder Lee will let me play this music at Deliverance Ministry and Healing Center. That's her church. That's the name of her church. Okay. She'd be like, what?
Yeah.
let me get it. I know. We're going to do it up tonight because this is Thanksgiving. So get your deacon voice ready. I want to hear some new ad-libs by you. Are you ready? I'm going to try to think of some new ones, too.
Me.
You ready? Okay, here we go.
I'm ready.
It's shout-out time. It's shout-out time. We're trying to get God as Lewis. It's shout-out time. It's shout-out time. Right here on the music box. It's shout-out time. It's shout-out time. We're trying to get God as Lewis. It's shout-out time. It's shout-out time. Right here on the music box. It's shout-out time. It's shout-out time. We're trying to get God as Lewis. It's shout-out time. It's shout-out time. Right here on the music box.
Right now, this time, I would like to ask everyone,
it's shout-out time,
get on
this. It's shout-out time, it's shout-out time,
I'd like to
get
on
this.
It's shout-out time, it's shout-out time,
it's shout-out time,
it's shout-out
time, it's
shout-out time,
it's shout-out time, it's shout-out time, it's shout-out
time, it's shout-out time, it's shout-out time, it's shout-out time, it's shout-out time, it's shout-out time, it's shout-out time, it's shout-out time,
it's shout-out time, it's shout-out time, it's shout-out. It's Thanksgiving evening, and I don't know about you guys. I stuffed myself silly a little bit. I've got the itis more than anything. I'm ready for just a little mini nap. But happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I know you guys could be doing what you want to do this Thanksgiving, which is probably passed out in the TV in front of the TV somewhere. But some of
watching a movie you're not watching.
I know, right? Turn to your neighbor and say, some of y'all decided. to hang out with us, Logic the teacher and myself on this beautiful chilly. Did you guys see snow in Maryland yesterday?
It was some flakes.
Okay.
It wasn't enough, but it was some flakes.
Well, we had some serious snow flurries. It didn't stick, but it snowed for like maybe an hour, then stopped, then started again.
What?
But none of it stuck. But it was just beautiful to see. It really was.
And who would have thought it would snow in the mountains? I mean, it's only the mountains.
Who would have thought?
Only West
Virginia.
Be quiet.
I'm sorry. The ITG Agency Gets Graphics, BatMinistriesRadio.com. I want to thank you guys. Of course, I want to thank my girl, Kara Christman. I want to wish a very, very happy Thanksgiving to Lynn Peterson and her sister, Beth. Of course, my friend, Miss Christine Digna Carter. Wanda Adams, my boy, Broderick Purvis. Of course, all the members of the TDL Engine. My beautiful, chocolate, handsome, very delicious husband. Damn.
Wait a minute. Delicious? Wait a minute. Did you say delicious? Wait a minute. You know what?
Yep.
We are now interrupting this normal show to go into our second series, which is Marriage and Why.
He's delicious. He tastes good. Husband Dale and my beautiful chocolate children, Dalen and Dylan Sampson. I just want to shout out all of those people and just everybody who is, you know, just chill and likes to laugh. Y'all are good with me. Logic, who are your shout-outs?
delicious. I'm still trying to get over that.
Well, you know, we said that if he was a male stripper, that would be his name.
Wait a minute. We are now interrupting the show for Chippendales and Why We Do It. Okay, next week. Tune in. Chippendales.
Of my life.
I'm gonna be interviewing Chippendales next week.
No, never.
Chip and Dale. My shout out is going to be real simple, and I need y'all to really hear me out. My shout out is for a very wonderful, caring person who is always giving. And never ask for nothing, and it's always there when I need them on Thanksgiving. Okay. I would like to shout out with all the passion that's in me, the Thanksgiving turkey. Thank you, Turkey, for being there for me in my hard times, being nice and crispy when I need you, and whenever you need to refine my mouth. With your loveliness, you are always there. You don't ask me for anything in return, and I thank you for that.
I can't ask you for anything in return. He's dead. You are a trip.
Turkey, man, come on. Everybody, that's everybody's shout-out today. Turkey,
yes,
come on.
It's Turkey Day, after all.
And Popeye's, you need to close. Don't nobody need to be going to Popeye's when it's all this turkey around here.
Well, Popeye's made turkey, so it's a win-win for everybody who loves turkey, right?
I'm calling your niece after the show.
You go ahead, and her dad's gonna get on the phone, and he's gonna have some first words for your tail.
She might have been the one that went to Popeye's.
I want to leave you guys with these three thoughts. Clarence Avant said, "In the music industry, you come along and make your contribution." Then it's someone else's turn. So thank you guys for those of you who have made your contribution, those of you who will, and those of you who are right now. I would say this, if you haven't heard these three words this week, hear them from me. I love you, but God loves you más. That means more in Espanol. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16. I love that verse. I do. But my favorite verse, as you all know, is the one after, which says, "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world, through his son, Jesus Christ, might be saved." So I love you guys. Hope you have a great weekend. Okay, some of you are not listening tonight because you're shopping at Black Friday. Just keep me in mind, and I'd love some new, very expensive jeans. That would be good. And some nail polish. Blue, and I'd like maybe some boots would be good. Anyway,
you think there was turkey in the Bible? Did Jesus have turkey? I wonder. I wonder if Jesus
had
turkey.
He probably. I don't know if there was turkeys in Judea, you know, in Israel at Jerusalem. I don't know. So I think Is that a part of the swine? I mean, I know it's not a pig, but it's a bird. It's a fowl, right?
It is a bird. Did they eat fowl? I don't know. I need my bishops. Calling all my bishops next week on the Music Box. I need you to call in and tell us if you and your scholarship could tell us if Jesus had turkey. I need to know that. I need to know that. That's very important.
We'll find out.
We should ask Miss Alethea.
We should. She is a Bible college graduate. She's got her degree in divinity. So North Carolina Bible College, I believe that's the name of the school she went to. We'll have to,
we'll have to tell her to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Join me next week as I open up my music box with the best in gospel music, Christmas music now too as well, news, interviews, how-tos, and so much more. Next week, we're going to have a great time. Casper, the biblical son, will be joining us. We're going to be celebrating his birthday. I know. I'm going to get some wrap-up lessons. I'm going to learn how to say son, too. Yes, son.
Yeah.
See? I just said it. Son? Son? What's
and
up,
Logic,
son?
Logic the teacher gets to go into the music board and put some actual urban music on here today. Next week.
We're going to have a good time.
Let's stop being lazy.
I want to let you guys know that we're also syndicated. We're airing on several stations. Our newest one is gospelisgolden.com. Check us out Sundays at 11 a.m. Shout out to Brett Lewis for adding us. And we've got so many new changes coming in the new year, so you guys stay tuned. I love you guys. And here's Through the Eyes of Faith by our friend Stephen Hurd, another independent gospel artist who is a great supporter of the Music Box. We love you, Stephen Hurd.
Love you,
whatever
brother.
You're doing right now. He's eating turkey.
He probably eating turkey. You know brother Stephen Hurd going to eat, too. He's going to eat.
He is.
On the day.
I love you. Rub your wife's belly for me. Kiss the two chocolate boys that you have. And I will
Got
talk
it.
To you and see you next week.
And my wife is delicious, too. All right.
Oh, Lord. Don't be trying to copy off me. It's too late.
I love it. No, it's caramel. You got chocolate.
Okay. Let's end this right now. Goodbye. I love you.
Love you, too. Peace.
No matter how dark it may be, look. Take a look. Take a look. Take a look, y'all. One more look. Take a look. There's an answer right there. Hallelujah.